expecting the best.
All right, we've now been joined by our race winner, Ty Gibbs. If you have questions for Ty, please go ahead and raise your hand. We're going to get to as many questions as we can. We're going to start with Jerry, and then we'll move to Matt.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires on that. I told him I was going to ask you this. At 6 out of 23 starts have been wins. Are you the next Kyle Busch?
Nah, I'm still trying to figure out where my pit stall is out there. I don't think I'm the next Kyle Busch at all. Thank you, though.
All right, we're going to go to Matt.
Matt Weaver, Racing America. I don't feel like this is quite the same as Daytona and Talladega, and it's not really an intermediate race either. So you're kind of the first winner in the Xfinity series of this new kind of racing. Is that something that you take any sort of pride or consideration in?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think the least amount of experience at any place I have is speedways, and I feel like this is, like you said, kind of a hybrid race, like more of a speedway, more of a mile and a half. I feel like it was more of a speedway, just starts, and you know, especially green white checkered. So, you know, I definitely take, I feel like, you know, a lot of pride in that. It's super cool. You know, it's just like those wins that you win, and you're so like not expecting them. You know, sometimes you go to a race, you feel like you're gonna, you know, you feel pretty good about it. But here, you never know. The speedways, you never know. So to be able to win and you know add my name to the books here, Atlanta, is super special. And I feel like just myself alone, after everything I put myself through today, going from the back to the front a couple times, I feel like it ain't over till it's over, and I feel like I learned a great lesson tonight. Thank you.
All right, Bob, and then Jim.
Uh-oh.
You know it's coming. Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. With what happened between you and C a couple weeks ago, did that play into any of your decision there to whether you were going to push him and or how you raced him that last couple laps?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I feel like my best shot to win was on the outside. I think the outside rolled too much better momentum on starts. And, you know, I mean, it'd be cool if I could help Zeke get a win. They had a good run tonight. But I feel like, you know, when it comes down to winning and all those, you know, little things, I feel like you gotta be selfish, you know, especially in those moments when there's a gap. So, you know, I had to take it. It would have been cool, you know, if they could have got a win. But, you know, I had to take that. And, you know, it's super cool to win here. And great question, Bob. Not really. I feel like I pushed him harder than I pushed the 18, and then you know when I was pushing the 18, we had you know teammate restarts. The 19 was behind me, so you know I was just pushing him as much as I could to see, you know, like the farther I get him out, the better of a shot I have to win for myself. So I'm just gonna push as much as I can.
All right, Jim.
Jim Mutter, Motorsport.com. Ty, particularly today, but even you could say in last week's win, you've shown yourself to be very patient throughout the entire race when you didn't necessarily have, you know, a dominating car. How hard has it been to kind of to learn that, basically? Yeah. And you seem to have been doing that a lot, at least so at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, for sure. Great question. You know, I feel like for me, I think just like, you know, when we were racing ARCA last year, it was hammer down, like all you got, fighting for your life. And then here, it's so much different. I feel like, you know, the guys who race are more competitive, they're more experienced, you know, and learning a different style of racing, it's a different deal. So that patience is a big thing for me. You know, just learn that it ain't over till it's over. Like I saw out there, and you know, it's never, you know, you can't get caught up in the moment. You know, you got to focus on the front and the big picture. I feel like I'm still learning that, you know, every race, I feel like that, you know, patience is a big key. But I feel like, you know, it played into my hand tonight, and let's go.
You mentioned to Bob about what lane you hope. Did you feel even at the end that you still had a chance to win the race?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I feel like, yeah, it was, you know, what I kind of processed was if I could get the 39 way out there and I could just slip underneath him and catch a run from the 21 and boost by him, that would have been my best shot. But, you know, the way it played out where the 21 got loose underneath in 3 and 4, and then the 16 came with a run out back, and then the 39 just was a little wide enough to where I could squeeze between him and that 21. You know, and I feel like you just got to be aware in those moments. And that's, you know, clearing myself there comes down to natural instinct. I didn't hear Tony say clear. I think, you know, just looking at that mirror and making the split decision to moves, I feel like wins the races.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any questions in the press box?
No questions in the press box.
All right, we'll come back downstairs. Any final questions for Ty? Okay, we'll go back to Matt.
Just a follow-up, kind of a general question about the racing today in general is, because it's kind of, again, a little bit of both. Did you enjoy this kind of super speedway intermediate hybrid? Is it something worth exploring in the future?
I'm enjoying it right now, but about an hour ago I was like, I don't really know. I don't have enough experience to kind of know where I need to be at, and, I can't see the air yet, so as a term. So I don't know. I mean, it was probably fun to watch, probably, nerve-wracking at the end, but as a driver, it's just – for me, I feel like gaining more experience, I'd definitely probably be, super pumped about them. I don't know. I don't have enough experience to feel like I could say anything.
Like the Cup guys said that during their practice today, it was like the most physically and mentally taxing practice they've ever been in.
Really?
The racing for you guys, was it like that or not as?
I mean, I think a lot of it's just like speed. I think, with us having 400 horsepower and kind of being slowed down so much, I think it's more of a speedway race than those guys. So kind of watching those runs come like Daytona, it's pretty close to that. I didn't feel too physical besides I got a little hungry, but besides that, nothing special. Yes, sir.
All right. Any final questions? Okay, we'll go to Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchLines.com. That move was dicey.
Yeah.
Did you close your eyes?
No, I was just looking at the left side mirror, and I just no.
You didn't pray?
No, sir.
Okay.
I just saw it, and I had to go.
No spotter help, so you just did on your own.
Yeah, but that's it worked out there. But there's been multiple times where it hasn't worked out, so got a fair share.
Could have gone really bad.
Yeah, at least we're fighting for the win, though. So it wasn't ninth or something.
All right, we'll go to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, Athletic. As you have had the success in the Xfinity Series, and it's not easy, but it looks easy. What do you tell yourself when you look at areas you can improve and what you can do better to try to keep yourself motivated or working towards what you want to achieve?
Yeah, great question. I feel like, growing up, I think around my dad and my grandpa, I feel like it was a great learning experience as a kid. I feel like winning when I was younger, when I won, there were still a lot of other things that I did wrong that he made sure that I knew that. So I think it's kind of built up in me, and being around like Kyle Busch and stuff like that, even if you win, there's still things you did wrong, and you always got to improve on those things. And I feel like if you can take something away, like Danny said, if you can take one thing away from any race, each weekend, that's a big deal. And, you can keep improving on that. And, I feel like it's just kind of I kind of grew up with that kind of instinct. And, I mean, there's a bunch of things I can improve. I can improve on, interviews and jumping out of a race car, So there's a lot of things to take away, so. Uh-oh.
Sorry. Do you have conversations with your teammates on the Cup level, whether it's Martin or Kyle or Denny, and if you do, what are they saying to you?
Yeah, I feel like I have different relationships with everyone. I feel like, I know Martin. I have a lot of respect for him. I haven't talked to him too much, but I have a lot of respect just from watching him. And I've been around Christopher for like 45 years, so I like Christopher a lot. He's super cool, and I've been around Kyle and Denny for a long time, and they're both different people, and I really enjoy being around them too. So, and I like Kyle. I've played iRacing with Brexen multiple times at like 11:30 at night. He'll just text me. He's like, "Get on," and I'm like, "All right, I'll get on." And then so I have great relationships. I feel like with all of them, I'm very thankful, to be in these spots and to be able to have their number if I need to ask them anything, on and off the track, experiences and things to learn. So there, I'm very blessed with great teammates, and I wouldn't want to be with any other team. I love Jokic Racing, and it's home.
All right, any final questions? All right, Ty, congratulations on another victory. Thanks for spending some
guys.
Time with us.
Have a good one.
Thank you guys. These donuts look good.
good over here.